WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've been telling folks we are getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as we've known for almost a year now. They've been with us. We have a new sponsor for our Maryland Crab Cake Tour, our friends at Goodwill Industries here in the Chesapeake and the great beyond. I've known these folks for a long, long, long time. We had Lisa Rosiniak on a couple of weeks ago talking about all the old Goodwill Gridiron Classic events that we had around Halloween time with Kevin Byrne, on going back to Shannon Sharp and Todd Heap and Kyle Bowler, and I have all these crazy pictures from that. But it's begat a great, great two-decade relationship. I've known this guy longer than a decade. I know it's been a little while since he's been on the program. Dude, you and I are networking buddies, man. We run into each other. Jonathan Baylog represents Goodwill almost everywhere around. We run into each other once or twice a month in a good month before the plague. Feels like it's been a little while since I've gotten together with you. First things first, really appreciate the sponsorship and the love and the partnership for everything that we're trying to do here to lift the community. And I know it's been a strange couple of years for the folks at Goodwill. I have more bags of stuff. This whole conversation is going to be, can I bring plates? Can I bring this? Can I bring that? But I know it is springtime and people are thinking, I got this stuff. I need to give it to someone. And you're here to tell us why it's a great idea to give it to you.
Absolutely. Good to see you as well. It's been a while. I know we, like you said, we ran into each other a lot. So
you want to let my hair down so you can see what I look like? You haven't seen me in a while, right? Oh, yeah. See the hair now.
You haven't seen the hair.
So, this is the COVID thing. The last time you saw me, I had hair like yours.
You did? Yeah. It was
Well, I missed the networking. I've gotten back out a little bit. I did a BBJ event, Accelerant's back doing things and like all that. But certainly top of mind, you guys were very top of mind when this whole thing started, because when people had time on their hands, they're like, all right, and I'll clean out my garage if I'm not allowed to leave the house. And over the last 2 years, you're a company that I don't say thrived during this, but certainly grew, and that growth has led to, hey, we're helping people get jobs now.
Absolutely. So like you said, in March 2022, everything shut down and we had to close our stores for about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on county and location. But once it opened back up, we were slammed. I mean, I think, you know, you probably know, I know you gave a lot of stuff, but we had people delivering carloads, truckloads. I saw a U-Haul pull up one time, so it was crazy. And I think people, they had a first wave in April, May, and then they had a second wave in September. So 2020, our donations went through the roof. And then obviously retail sales were a little slow with restrictions, but last year, you know, it worked both ways. We had great donations and we had great sales, and people really supported us well, and we appreciate it.
Well, you had to bring a truck over to me instead of me bringing the truck to you. I think most Absolutely. Of this will fit in the trunk this time around. it is spring. People will be cleaning. People will be doing things. I remember at Christmas time, I reached you because I had literally televisions, fax machines, stuff that feels a little antiquated. It feels a little pawn shop may take it. It's not broken. My wife had to explain to me, you know, they've done television a whole different way since the last time you had this TV set from 2001. Some of the old TV sets don't even work. And obviously was smart and all. I'm just, where is that level of where this computer monitor in front of me 12 years from now, when it's no longer useful, but still using, you know, it still works. Mm-hmm. It's just not some old Microsoft thing. These bigger appliancey kinds of things, I have reservations about throwing it on your truck and wondering what landfill it'll wind up in, or what dump I have to put it in, or what you do with that stuff. Because I think people have a lot of questions about electronics as much as maybe where I'm going to get to you about broken plates.
Yeah, so we accept most electronics. Honestly, like tube TVs that we can't really do much with and are really hard to get rid of, so we ask not to donate a tube TV.
You mean the TVs that were the old Montgomery Ward box ones, right? Like that?
Yeah, I think I had an early 2000s along with you.
So if it's skinny and really heavy, you still might take it.
We'll take that, yeah. And computer, anything computer electronic, we will take, because, you know, we can recycle computer equipment. So it really is something that, you know, we'll take.
All right, now I need a truck. All right, I can't bring it to you anymore. You got to send me a truck now.
Like, we'll talk about that, but but large appliances, we don't, like refrigerators and, you know, ovens and stoves. You know, if you are remodeling your home, we can't really accept everything you clean out of your kitchen. So we kind of have to be careful there, but everything else we pretty much accept. And especially, like I said, electronics, we'll take those. I mean, we'll take the computer equipment, the monitors, laptops. We will wipe them clean, the hard drives, and we recycle those.
So I must tell you that I had never shopped on eBay in my life until a couple of months ago. I fell in love with these. If I had one here, I'd hold it up. But they're these rock. I'm not wearing a belt right now. I'm wearing pajamas because that's what we all wear. We're still officially playing. I had these rock and roll belts. And I had some fun with Mickey Coachella a couple of weeks ago talking about the old Kiss belts and stuff like that. And I think about things that wind up in donations that wind up being $100 item or 200, you know, like something that somebody puts that Cheap Trick belt buckle or Van Halen belt, I want to know, and I'll pay more for it. Mm-hmm. But you've gotten more specialized in that way, right? Like, run me through that, because when I had some old Oriole bobbleheads here, and they weren't $100 Brooks Robinson bobbleheads. They were probably $5 or $10 Melvin Moore or Brian Roberts or whatever. But you have seen as a company new value in the difference between here's our junk and here's our stuff. And this is an antique, or this is a collectible, or this is something that we could sell online in an eBay kind of format to compete and say, when we get that Van Halen belt buckle in, instead of putting it in the store and selling it for 10 bucks, we can look up online and see that's a $150 belt buckle. Tell me how that works a little bit, because when I do give you guys stuff, I want you to maximize it. I mean, it has no value to me, all of these things we've talked about. And I would think there was a point where it was just bring it in the back, put it out in the front. I think it's a lot more sophisticated than that now, certainly for your business.
Absolutely. So we have a website called shopgoodwill.com, which is a national site. About 120 Goodwills belong to it. And we have our own shop here in Maryland. And like you said, we are trying to maximize revenue because, as we'll talk about, you know, our revenue supports our job training programs. But we, shopgoodwill.com is a great place to find items, like you said. And some of the things, it's amazing what people donate and it's amazing what people buy. But Magic the Gathering, I don't know if you ever played that game. I have not. But those cards are in hot demand. Legos. People are crazy for Legos, and they will buy packs of Legos, uncompleted sets. So that's been a great area for us. And really anything that kind of value, we'll put on shopgoodwill.com, and people are great.
All right, here's where we're going to have fun right now, because I literally just opened up the website, and I put in rock belt buckle, and you can see here, there's a Who and a Led Zeppelin belt buckle, and I can order I can literally click and order these right now, $15.50, and I can have a Zeppelin and a Who belt. So there goes your proof. How about that?
Absolutely. Anything you can think of. And
I don't want to put Brian Roberts bobblehead in there. I'm afraid it'll come up empty. I don't know. You know, if I put Orioles bobblehead in there, but maybe for what the business used to be and what it's become, and honestly, what your mission is to get people jobs, right? That people think, well, I just give a truckload of stuff and maybe I go in and buy some stuff once in a while, or take a look at, you know, look on the walls and see if I can find an old Ravens jersey that was Michael Jackson's or something like that, or Eric Zier's, which I've seen in your stores over the course of time. It is a fun place to shop for that kind of stuff, for sure, especially locally. But nationally, there's a giant pool for all of this stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, each Goodwill is independent. I mean, we have a national office, but we operate independently within our territory. But on Shop Goodwill, you're shopping Goodwills nationwide. So you can buy stuff in California. You can buy stuff.
There's a Manny Machado sealed action figure here, man. Go. Look at that. Adam Jones jersey, $7.99. Who doesn't want that? The Orioles jacket, XX, $22.40. That's a good-looking jacket. It's like a bullpen jacket. Little Memorial Stadium autograph print. I'm going to get that from my pal Doug Ware. He'll love that. So, you know, you've just turned me on to something here, John. You don't even need to come in the store, right? You just click away and buy some of this stuff.
Well, we want you to come to the store, but also, yeah, you can shop those. So when the store is closed, you hop online and you can shop online and find all those great items. But it's been great. You know, the world has been changing for a while, and I think we have kind of got with the times now. And we're trying to, like you said, maximize revenue and offer great items for everyone.
And make it easy. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Jonathan Balog has been my friend for a long time. He's at Goodwill Industries. Tell everybody what Goodwill does. And you guys work downtown, and I've been to your mainframe area. It's been a little while since before the plague, and I've had Lisa on, you know, in the middle of the plague, at the beginning of the plague. Now that we're getting out of this thing, had her on a couple of weeks ago talking about the new normal, whatever the new normal is. You guys were doing a lot of jobs training with CVS. I had Jane Miller on the show. Jane did the crab cake tour with us. Actually, it was the first day you guys were sponsored. We were over at El Guapo about a month ago. And Jane's been such a big part of what you guys have done. She's been a keynote at your annual event, which I've been to downtown. I would think we're getting back to that. You and I were talking about networking events and social events and the annual luncheon and honoring people and all of your partners that come to you and say, hey, we, and everybody's hiring. I'm hiring. I need help here at this point. And saying, all right, jobs training, what's happening? What are the jobs we need to be training people for? What do our clients need? Let's provide training for them so that, that folks can find a better way and find a better way out. We talk about saving Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I mean, the work you're doing with jobs training, that's at the core of how we turn this thing around in our city.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the revenue from our store sales help fund our job training programs, and we work with anyone necessary. You know, if you don't have a high school degree, you know, if you've been laid off, we will work with you. But also, like you said, we really focused on the last few years of helping people find skilled job training opportunities. And you mentioned CVS. We have a pharmacy technician program with them. We work with the Baltimore DC building trades to get people into the construction industry. We are launching a CNA GNA program. We offer digital skills training through Facebook, Microsoft. So we really have broadened our program offerings, and we're not only trying to help people find a job, but we're trying to help them find a job that pays a wage that can help them support a family and really gain independence. So that's kind of been our main focus.
Have we gotten back to full speed? I mean, you know where you are. I know masks were a couple of months ago, but as far as plans into the spring, into the summer, full movement, all the stores open, everything's sort of back to normal?
All the stores are open. We still have limited donation hours. Honestly, we are open Wednesday through Sunday now, just to give, with some staffing issues, we're trying to give our staff a break on Monday and Tuesday to catch up with donations. But everything
gives me a chance to listen to Baltimore Positive too.
That's what we do. Yeah, they sit back and listen to it. And our programs, actually, you know, we've been online mostly the last 2 years, but we are full speed ahead doing in-location services, and we're really trying to expand our reach in the community. So we're partnering with the Y over in Druid Hill Park. We're looking at other locations around East and West Baltimore. So we want to go out into the community and really be more community-based and offer services directly to people.
Time for me to get John Huey on again, talking about the Y and all that. Jonathan Baylog is here. He is with Goodwill. I got to get a Goodwill like shirt. I mean, Wise gives me ice cream scoopers. I don't, you know, whatever you give me, hats, coffee mugs, you whatever it is. I want to make sure I get a little bit of that the next time I have you guys on. But for donations and for where we are, my wife and I are cleaning our personal space now, right? So we have dishes we bought in 2003. They're lovely, but they have little chips, but they're perfectly functional. They drive my wife nuts because they have little chips. What is do or don't guideline on donations? And then talk to me about how you keep stuff out of landfills, because Lord knows we've filled a couple of Billy Cole's dumpsters with various things in recent times. The stuff that we didn't dumpster that had value, we gave to you. We talked about bobbleheads and all the kind of stuff that we had here and fax machines. But then there's the little items where my wife will literally look at a sock or look at something and say, that's trash. Goodwill can't use that. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know. Let me talk to John. And literally last week, the plates, little chips, saucers, all that. I said, I got John on next week. Let me ask him about that, because I don't want to give you something that you can't use. You know, I feel weird about that.
We say gently use goods, and you know, that can have a wide range of meaning, but gently use goods. But we, you know, Nestor, we try to recycle everything. So those pair of socks, I mean, maybe we can't sell them, but we do recycle textiles, so we'll keep those out of landfills. We are working on different ways to recycle those plates and glasses as well. So we recycle shoes. We even recycle single pair of shoes, if you imagine that. And I always wonder what happens to those, but we have vendors who will buy our single pair of shoes and they will do something with them. And so we will try to recycle everything. Really, that's what our mission is. We've gotten better and better finding ways to not throw anything away. So either we sell it or we recycle it.
See, I love when you make it easy for me, because I'm just going to say to my wife, put it in there. John says he'll take it, put it in there. And that way we don't have to have like two piles. That's good. All right. John Baylog is here. He's been a friend for a long time at Goodwill. How many stores, how many locations do we now have here? I mean, I feel like I can name a dozen. I've donated at 6 or 7 of them, knowing where the back area is over in Dundalk, here in Parkville, up in Perry Hall and Towson. I know where all these places are. It feels like you have hundreds, but what's the real number?
So locally, our territory is Central Maryland and the Eastern Shore. So we have 30 retail locations. So we big concentration in the Baltimore area, obviously, Harford County, Baltimore, Anne Arundel. We also have a good presence on the Eastern Shore as well. So we have 4 locations in Eastern Shore in Salisbury, Denton, Easton, and Cambridge. But yeah, 30 retail locations. And I think we have pretty much every area covered. So Goodwill is not too far away from where you live, I would think.
I love when people say the word Denton to me because I've actually been there. So like the crab cake tour last year, I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days. I did 24 counties and I had to find a crab cake in Caroline County. And I mean, I'm Google mapping stuff. I'm looking for food trucks. I'm looking for some woman that lives on the end of the shore next to Tommy Boy and pulling the crab. I found a great, great downtown. Denton was beautiful. And they were having a festival there the weekend we were there in August as well. But all of these towns need to be explored, bro. I mean, I'm going back. I'm doing 31 crab cakes. And because I'm going to get thirsty and because they tell me there's breweries everywhere, I'm going to have 31 brewery tours and 31 crab cakes in August. And it's going to take me to places, all those places you named on the Eastern Shore, places that I had never stopped, like Cambridge and Salisbury and Denton and Tillman Island and Hooper's Island and, Crisfield and Chestertown and St. Mary's on this side and amongst others. Like, it's a big state to explore. And it sounds to me like you've driven around a little bit. There's a lot of people giving donations on Eastern Shore too.
Absolutely. And it's funny, I've born and raised in Baltimore, and when I go to the Eastern Shore, I find towns that I've never heard of as well. So it's really interesting that our state's small, but you're right, there's a lot of places to explore, and we are trying to be in as many communities as we can.
I loved it so much that we're doing it twice. I mean, if people thought it was crazy last summer, I'm like, no, this was fun. We didn't spend enough time at Deep Creek. We didn't spend enough time at Antietam. We need to spend 2 days getting out of the car and just animal watching at Blackwater Refuge. So this last year was more like, let's go down to the beach. Let's check out Deep Creek. Let's figure out what's in downtown. Frederick, by the way, Frederick's an undiscovered gem. Like, we were not in Frederick long enough. We got in and we got out. It was at the end of the tour. It was like day 28. We were just kind of like done. This time, we're going to start west and move our way back east. So we'll be late August featuring your places over in the Eastern Shore. It's always good to see you, man. I hope I run into you out on the street someplace. We've been known to have a beer and some pizza and a ball game, and it's opening day and March Madness is over with now, and we got draft coming up. So all the fun stuff for the sports guys and all of us.
Absolutely. Exciting times.
You bullish on the Ravens? Are you okay? You hanging in there? You staying in Eric We Trust? Where are you?
I'm always positive, so I get made fun of. I always predict 10, 11 wins every year, so hopefully it'll fall somewhere there. But we'll see. They have a lot to work out, right?
10 wins isn't what it used to be. You have to say 10 and 7 now.
Okay.
That weird, what I mean?
We'll take it, right?
As long as we're not like 4-13 or 5-12 or any of these other weird things we're not used to saying after all these years. John Baylog's here. He is with Goodwill. Next time I'm going to have – I haven't worn a lot of hats, so don't give me a hat. I've been showing off my flow, as they've called it. I'll have some Goodwill gear in here. Everybody knows where Goodwill is. It's springtime. If you have some great stuff to give away, as we do in my family, John's going to need to bring the truck up here for all these appliances and electronics that I have around here. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, taking that Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We start at Greenmount Station. We're going through G&A Coney Island Hot Dog, and we're making our way back down to Conrad's all this month, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Goodwill.